The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
There I was having the crack with our friends from the Eurovision on Friday night, and Linda Martin took me aside. She said, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You are so... I mean, given what we saw with the dead horse and that awful story in the last couple of days, and animals are back in the news, and animal welfare in the news, I won't talk about the horse, but I want to talk to you about what you wanted to talk to me about, because I know about your passion for dogs. A lot of people, rightly or wrongly, got dogs during the COVID time and so on. What have you got to say to us? And thank you for joining us.
Oh, listen, I'm delighted to get the chance, actually. Well, people may or may not know that the Dublin councils are actually tendering for a new contract for the dog pound.
Yeah.
So I want to tender for that contract, because I think most people would know about my background for the last 30 years with animal welfare. That is my passion, even though show business is my literally business.
Yes.
So I tick all the boxes on the tender, except I can't find premises. So I'm asking you today, asking your listeners rather,
yeah.
Is there anybody out there that has boarding kennels they would be willing to rent to me? Or say a warehouse, not at a brand spanking new industrial estate, but somewhere, maybe it's been around for a while, needs a bit of tarting up,
yes,
that I could get change of use for. Now, the most important thing with the boarding kennels are you must have planning permission, because everything has to be kosher for the council. So, and the warehouse, I'd be applying for change of use and complying with all the rules attached to
and
that.
And how many dogs would you anticipate to put into a pound in the event of getting a premises, Linda?
Well, I'm imagining that at most, it's probably about 15 a week.
Okay.
But my emphasis, you see, is in rehabilitation and rehoming.
Yes. So
that varies. And also, because I have the support of the reputable rescues all around the country, I'd envisage a situation where when the dog has been rehabilitated and is ready to move on,
yeah,
that possibly it could be moved to rescues. I have to say that Dogs Trust have written me a beautiful email just pledging their support and also offering to let me use their staff, who not only train their staff, but train the dogs as well. So I've got an awful lot of support behind me. And I just know I can do it. I just know I can make a difference to the stray and surrender dogs in Ireland. And also possibly change the whole perception of what a pound is.
Yeah.
I'd love people to think, that's a sanctuary. That's a safe, warm, compassionate place where I could surrender my dog without feeling like a villain, or I could go and adopt a dog. So that's my situation at the moment.
Gotcha.
I need premises, and I'm running out of time, because if I have to apply for planning, it takes about 3 months, as you probably know, and time is of the essence.
Okay.
So any of your listeners, please help me.
How many dogs do you have personally?
Oh, God.
Well, Linda?
It varies. But at the moment, there's 12 here.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have to tell you, last night we were in the sitting room, and they were all full of wind, shall we say, and the smell was horrific. And I said, somebody phoned me, I said, you've no idea. These animals, if I light a match in here, the house will explode.
Oh, my God. Okay. God help you. Okay, Linda, the word is out. You are so sincere about your love of dogs and your kindness towards animals. I know that. I see it in your eyes when we spoke on Friday. I just love your passion.
Yeah.
So look,
the
word is out. I really hope this happens, and we'll talk again in the event of it all coming good. But this is a great start. So thank you for your time. Good
thank
luck with it. We'll talk
time.
Soon.
Stay well.
And
bye.
You. Bye. That's
bye
great.
Bye.
Donald and Castle Knox says, well done, Linda Martin. I mean, she's such a talent and a force of nature for nature, and good on her. I think it's really sweet what she does.